world of The Last of Us is quiet, but never silent. Cities lie in ruin, human voices are rare, and yet the world is far from empty. It creaks, it groans, it shifts, and it listens. Every space tells a story through sound. The rustling of leaves in an overgrown city, the distant chirp of insects in abandoned homes. The low hum of wind filtering through shattered buildings. There's no music pushing you forward, just the world itself making you feel its history. Interiors bring a different kind of unease, like something could be lurking just out of sight, making you second guess every step and anticipate what kind of enemy encounter awaits. And then there's the way the world reacts to you. Step too quickly and the sound you make will alert enemies, making stealth that much harder. The environment becomes something you have to navigate carefully, with the sound design playing a role in how you choose to approach certain encounters. But it's not just about tension. The Last of Us knows when to pull back, when to let you and the story breathe.
So, is everything you were hoping for?
It's got its ups and downs, but you can't deny the view, though.
These quiet moments where the danger fades and nature takes over are just as important as the chaos that surrounds them. In The Last of Us, sound grounds you, it warns you, it shapes the way you play. And in a world where survival depends on what you hear, listening is everything.